What is up, y'all? So doing another live today to talk about how to 2 to 4x your monthly revenue. Let's just jump right in. I guess I should add, how do you 2 to 4x your monthly revenue while also maintaining profit? I'm going to tell my story of the most insane growth I've had over in my agency business, and then the things that you are not going to do to either double or quadruple your revenue. And then the four things you need to consider as you're thinking about how do you structure a business that can handle 2 to 4x the volume that you currently have. So I started Young & Co., my virtual CFO and accounting firm, back in 2018. I went full-time in 2020, right after COVID hit. I had my son in March 2020, and then I left my corporate job after maternity leave and then went full-time in my business. And from 2020 to 2021, my revenue went from 60K to 250K in a year. And it was because of the way that I structured my business. It was very intentional that I did this because I knew I wanted to scale it up and to be able to afford a team and to be able to afford to pay myself more. So back in Q2 2021, I was mostly doing a lower ticket offer, and we had $13,000 per month in total revenue. At the time, I had a part-time bookkeeper. We had 16 bookkeeping clients doing an average of $422 a month, and then some other one-off tax work. Fast forward to Q4 2021, I had implemented the shift in my business, and we had $30,000 per month in total revenue for Q4. So what is that? Almost three times just the monthly number, and only 9 CFO clients. So the shift from having half the number of clients and doing almost three times the revenue was insane. And it afforded me to hire the full-time person that I currently have in my business and other part-time people, and set me up for even further growth. So monthly, just in that 6-month time frame, we 3x the revenue just about. And then year over year, I think I'm saying this right. My years are getting mixed up at this point. But during that year, in 2021, we ended up having 4x the total annual revenue. And so I'm not saying you have to do high ticket. We'll talk about like offer structures in a second that work. But here's some things that you are not going to do. And here's the things that I didn't do. Number one, I didn't do 2 to 4 times the volume in order to 2 to 4x my revenue. The other thing I didn't do was sell to everybody everywhere. And so a lot of people will think that in order to make more sales that you've somehow like capped your market out and you have to start selling to everybody and everywhere and try to have, you know, more potential customers. But I did what I did with less than 10 CFO clients. And I think currently we have, in terms of like ongoing monthly clients, less than 50. And we do a lot of revenue. You don't have to have a huge number of clients in order to, you know, grow your business, right? You also don't have to work twice as much. And it's also not going to come down to your vibe, right? Like, it's not about having the right vibe and like all of a sudden, you know, you're going to attract in more money and more clients. I mean, certainly you want to have the right mindset and energy, but it's not just about having that and then they will come. That's what people on Instagram say, I think, who make it sound like super easy, like, oh, just to grow your revenue, blah, blah, blah. And it's going to be fine. It's all just going to magically work out. There's people, I think, on social media who make it sound like, oh, this is insanely easy and you can do this. Just snap your fingers and it's going to happen. And I'm not saying it has to be hard, because I don't think that our businesses have to be hard, but it also isn't just going to happen overnight either. Let's talk about the four things that you need in order to set up your business model to handle 2 to 4 times the monthly volume. And I say monthly because to me, I really prefer to think about business in terms of monthly numbers, because you can implement things and see a shift a lot faster if you're tracking things on a monthly basis, rather than just waiting and looking at things on a yearly basis. Like, we just finished tax season and I've had so many people say, you know, I didn't really know what I did until I got my stuff together for taxes. And that's just not the way that I roll. Not because I'm an accountant, but because I think that being able to track what's happening and react more real time and implement things and watch for changes is really, really crucial. Okay, so there's four things that we have to get in place. Number one is your offer. So you have to have the right offer structure in order to successfully double, triple, quadruple, 10x your revenue, right? And you know what most people do with offers is not going to be scalable. So we want to have an offer that as you bring on more volume, it is easy to deliver. So that could be high ticket. You know that if you like follow me, that I'm really big on high ticket offers for the types of businesses that can support that. So that could be, you know, B2B services. I think pretty much any B2B service can have a high ticket offer. Any person who's doing coaching of some sort, even if it's a B2C type coaching, I still think you can have a high ticket offer. And going the high ticket route is what I did. So I gave you my numbers earlier, and that's exactly how I was able to 3x my monthly revenue in 6 months with half the clients. Okay. And so it doesn't mean that with those higher ticket offers, we're doing more work. We're just doing higher value work. So that's one way. But I don't know if Amy is still on here, but I know that you have, like, she's got, for example, a B2C business that is aimed at people who want to learn how to sew, right? Like sewing patterns and how to sew. And so we've had DM conversations where she's like, you know, I really can't do a high ticket offer. And I'm like, well, I feel like everybody could probably do some sort of high ticket offer. But in that case, you know, the offer, if you want to 2x, 3x your revenue, it needs to be scalable. And so what kind of offers are scalable for that type of business where it's a B2C type of business? I've had a lot of clients have success with things like memberships and subscription models. So I just did a podcast episode. I was talking about monthly recurring revenue and how that to me is the number one thing that you can do to have more consistent profitability. And so I think for this type of business, we got a lot of clients who are like a brick and mortar type service businesses. You know, think massage places, physical therapists, chiropractors, places where you have to do like a service in a physical location. And they have a lot of success with implementing some sort of membership or subscription model. Because what that does for you is it gives you a monthly sort of baseline that you're more confident in that you have that coming in. And so there's certainly other ways to structure offers, but the first thing that you're going to have is figure out what is that offer and what is it that people want that I can get on a more consistent basis rather than having to start from zero every single month when you go to sell. So offers number one. The second piece is marketing. So I see when we think about an overall marketing strategy, a lot of people will have either a missing piece of the strategy or they're not consistent at implementing every piece of the strategy. A complete marketing strategy is going to include lead generation, so being visible and putting yourself out there to get new people into your world. It's going to include nurture content. So this is the know, like, and trust content where people begin to know who you are. They see that you are an authority, you know what you're talking about. They believe that you are the person who could help them solve the problems that they have. You build an audience, you build a community. And so that by the time they get to the next piece of the marketing strategy, which is sales, they're basically already sold because you did such a good job in nurture content that when they show up on a sales call or on a sales page, you don't have to do a ton of work and you can just say, hey, here's the thing. I've had this happen to people from people who listen to my podcast, for example, and they get to know me really well through my podcast, even if I don't necessarily know them. And then by the time we get on a call or they join one of my programs, they're like, sold. I don't really have to do much other work. And that's the point of nurture content. And then the last piece of the marketing strategy is obviously selling. So I see a lot of people who don't ask for the sale enough. They don't make it obvious what they're selling and who it's for and why it's amazing. Because sometimes people feel like sales is icky, right? So making sure that you have every piece of that marketing strategy in place, because otherwise, if you don't have all of those pieces, you can have a great offer, but if nobody knows about it, and if you're not asking for the sale, then you're never going to grow your business, okay? So that's number two is marketing. The third piece is your team. So I feel pretty adamant that by the time you get to the 100K mark per year, you really need to have a team in place, probably at least a part-time person. And I also believe that for most people, unless you're a coach, it's probably not going to be a VA. Nothing against VAs. I have VAs in the process of having another one, but you really need to think about how you're going to have a team member to help you to do the work. Because I find for most people, once you get to that like 8 to 10K per month revenue level, it becomes really hard to maintain all of the things in your business if you want to keep growing. So being able to support the clients, having the sales calls, doing the marketing, doing all the things. And so the most effective person on your team is going to be the person that helps you get the work done, because that's usually where the highest volume stuff is as you grow. You might also need like a client care type of person, somebody to deal with emails and scheduling and just the back and forth, making sure the customer experience is great. And you can certainly have VAs help you with those, but for most cases, I would say that's not the first person. So your team. And so think about like when you get to that level, what is the team that you're going to need to have on board in order to help support you? Systems is the fourth thing, the fourth and final thing. Systems will make or break your business. And, you know, this is something that I personally find I'm working on all of the time. And, you know, that's not to say that, you know, you can't like do a good job and have it like document your systems and automate things and have it be one and done. But in most cases, you're going to find as your business grows through different stages, your systems are going to change. You're going to find that different things blow up in your face. And that just, it happens. It's sort of a nature of running a business. And so we just continually improve systems. But I think the main things that as you grow, as you bring more clients into your, you know, new offers, making sure that you've got the most important systems, I think, are onboarding, delivery, and marketing. So onboarding is really crucial, because as you bring people on, that's their first experience they're having with you after having given you money. And so you want that to be as seamless as possible and sort of reinforce their decision that they bought from you. Delivery, obviously, we want to make sure that is running really well, because you want to make happy clients. You want happy customers, because happy customers will stay with you longer, they'll buy more from you, and they'll refer you for more to more people. And then the third one, which I personally am working on currently right now for me personally, is marketing. So making sure that as volume picks up, you are able to continue with all of the pieces of the marketing strategy kind of seamlessly. Because otherwise, if you stop marketing consistently, then the new people coming in are going to dry up and your sales will be more inconsistent. So offers, marketing, team, systems, those are our four crucial things. So if you think about like, what is the next thing that you want to go and implement? I say start with offers. So we need to make sure that you have the right offer in place. I'm like getting pollen rained on me right now. This is what I get for trying to sit outside. Make sure you have the right offers in place, because that is the first thing, right? Once you start selling an offer that is more scalable and that is highly profitable, you're going to find that it is easier for you and you have more cash flow coming in that you can use to do other things. So offers come first. And then as you're selling your new offer, I would say marketing comes next. Making sure that you're marketing so that you actually bring in the leads and sell to the leads to be able to sell 2 to 4 times as much as you were doing before. And then I would say, as you grow, continually work on systems. And so I kind of just ask myself, like, what's the thing that's the hardest part right now? Where am I struggling the most? And that's where we want to take at least a little bit of time and start working on systems. Whether you automate them or not, you don't have to get fancy. Like, system sounds like a fancy word, but it really doesn't have to be. It's really just having like a standardized, repeatable process so that when you get to the place where you're ready to hire a team member to help you do the work, you already have the bare bones of things already in place. I have made some of the biggest trouble spots I've had in my business has been when I've hired somebody and I didn't have systems documented already, and it was just in my head. And honestly, it made everybody's lives that much harder. And so I would say working on systems as you grow, so that by the time you have a team member there, they don't have to be perfect, but you at least have something there. Okay, so how do you structure your marketing to keep it going? You keep it simple. When people think about like marketing, they think it has to be, you have to be everywhere doing all the things all at once. And honestly, there have been times where I have been highly inconsistent in marketing. And it is either because I was trying to do too much, or it wasn't easy to execute when I got busy doing client work, right? So as an example, in 2023, revenue. So Young & Co revenue, let's see, I'm trying to think back. 2020 to 2021, it 4x'd. To 2022, it doubled. And then in 2023, it did not double again because I let up off of the marketing structure because I didn't make it as easy on myself and I got a little bit lazy, admittedly. We still grew like 20K per month, so about like 200,000, because it wasn't easy. And so we think about like each piece of the marketing strategy, you don't have to do 800 things in each piece. We just need to make sure you're hitting on each part of the funnel, essentially, right? So top of the funnel would be lead generation, new eyeballs coming in. How are you being visible to put yourself out there? How are you nurturing people? And then how are you asking for the sale and what is that process? And so once you figure out like what works the best in each phase, then it just is about rinse and repeat, having processes in place, maybe outsourcing some of it, you know, when you're ready for that. And always prioritize the time. I would say historically, when I was in business for less time than I am now, for some reason I would always view marketing as optional. And I don't know why. Like, I would view everything else as more important than consistent marketing. But in fact, consistent marketing as the CEO of your business is probably one of the most important things you can make sure is happening, is being consistent. Okay, I don't see anything else in here. So yes, don't overcomplicate things. I think we all do. We all feel like there's like some magical like strategy out there that's gonna all of a sudden work that we just haven't tried yet. And so we keep trying different things and like keep trying to stay busy when in reality, we're just making it hard on ourselves because we want to feel busy, right? I think sometimes like keeping it simple is the hard thing because my tendency is I want to stay busy. I want to feel like I'm doing things. Well, that's all I've got for today. So hopefully that was helpful. I'll see you back the next time I do a live. Bye. Thanks for listening to this week's episode. Listening and learning is great, but implementing what you learned is even better. So what's one thing you can do this week to make more money in your business, save for your financial future, and start living your most prosperous life? If you found this episode helpful, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts and share with a friend because it helps me reach more amazing female entrepreneurs like yourself. See you in next week's episode.